Hello, this is Devin from WP Theming. Earlier this year, I had the opportunity to interview the creators of Elma Studio, a small theme shop that started in Germany. Here, I'll let them introduce themselves, since we did it really out of order in the actual interview.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Manuel.
And we're from Elma Studio.
Actually, we're from Germany, Stuttgart, in the south of Germany.
And where are you right now?
At the moment, we are on our Christmas holiday in Kyoto, Japan.
I should also mention that it took 6 months for me to release this. Apparently, I really suck at editing. But we had a terrific talk, and everything is still totally relevant. But we might be referring to things that happened 6 months ago. So without further ado, I'll hop into it. I hope you guys enjoy.
You know, some people, I think, start a theme company and they come from more of a developer background, yeah. But it like looking at your stuff, I get the impression you came from more of a like art background, or that's how you approach it. Can you give me some background on just how you guys got started and decided to form your studio?
Yes, it's a little bit long story, so we make it short. Like, we met a long time ago, actually, like 10 years ago or so, or longer.
12.
Yeah, at an art school in our hometown, a school where we prepared for art university. So we met there, and this is like where we have the same background of design and art stuff. And then we studied in two different design fields and also in two different cities. But we always work together, like on the final exam projects and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Manuel actually studied industrial and car design, right?
Yeah,
transportation.
Yeah.
And I studied visual communications. And then we always met up for projects during university. And after graduation, we just wanted to do something together. And we did some websites and
It started with some portfolio projects, because as an industrial designer, it's quite hard to make you to get some freelance work, and because it involves a lot of model making and a very expensive tools and stuff like that. And so there was no chance for us to work together in this field. And so we found this way to do this.
Yeah, first we did some personal websites. And through this, we started
client
to do
work.
Some client work. And from client work in like web design building, we got more and more into developing websites and into WordPress finally.
So you were making themes, and you were making these websites for clients, and you were doing blogging. How did you transition, or why did you decide to release a theme eventually?
It was like a natural development, I think. We started blogging while doing client freelancing web design work. And some illustration work and graphic design even. And we started this blog in German only at the beginning in 2009, like in the summer of 2009, I think. And after doing a year or two of only blog posts, and we developed this community around web design and WordPress in Germany, because we did all the blog posts in German only. And from this, we just did a little free theme at first. This was just a little theme we wanted to use for one of our own blog projects. And this is how, and then we thought, oh, we do this theme for ourselves, so we can just release it as a free theme. This was Theme Ari, the first. It was just a little theme we did, and we released it on our blog and on WordPress.org. And then we did the second free theme. We just wanted to do a redesign for our Elma Studio blog. So we just did another website, and we thought, okay, we do this as a free theme too. And with this theme, it was Yoko. Mm-hmm. It got really a lot of attention from the WordPress community in Germany first, and then the editor and owner of Smashing Magazine. He's in Germany. He's German too. He's from Germany too, and he found our theme, and he asked us, "Oh, don't you want to release it on Smashing Magazine as well?" And with this and it being on WordPress.org, it got really a lot of attention internationally, I think. And this, after this, we really like, oh, cool, we can do WordPress themes. And we just started out doing our first little premium WordPress theme. And it just developed like from there. It was a natural development, I think, after the Yoko.
Very cool. What year was that Yoko came out?
I don't know. It's like 2012 or 2011, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think 2011.
Very, very cool. So your site was like originally all in German, and then did you add the English section at some point?
It was also like a development. In the beginning, we did only do some translation via the Google Translator. But this got really messy. But we always knew it was a lot of work to translate the whole website. But eventually, after we got more attention via WordPress.org from our free themes and from Smashing Magazine and stuff, we really felt like, okay, we need to do this. And at one point, we just translated our whole like website and the shop part into English as well. And since then, we also do the blog posts in both languages mostly. So it was a lot of work to do it at the beginning, but now we're really happy we did this. I think it was at the end of 2012 with the redesign.
Mm-hmm. I know doing multilingual sites is something that still feels like pretty difficult in WordPress. I'm just kind of curious, how do you have it structured on your site? Do you use a plugin to do that, or do you have like a separate? Okay.
We do. We have the translation plugin, VPML, I think it's called.
W.
Yes, W.
Okay.
PML.
I'm not sure how the name is in English, and actually, it's just one time like setting it up. It's a little bit of work, and it can be a little bit confusing to work with the plugin. It's quite complicated, but once you have your setup, it's actually pretty easy. It's just a little bit more work to get all the content in two languages and all the documentations and theme videos and stuff. But we try to do it. Everything for both languages, and then all the emails sent with the shop and stuff. But with this plugin, it's really working.
You know, it's interesting being in the United States. I think where WordPress was, you know, well, Matt Mullenweg is here and co-founded it, and a lot of like the original developers were here in the United States. And I'm just like kind of curious. Like, what is the WordPress community like in Germany? And, you know, is WordPress big over there? Or is there, like, more that WordPress can be doing in other languages?
It is quite big for Germany. It is, I'm not sure, I don't know exactly how the community is in the United States. But I reckon it's not that different, and it's like a big WordPress family, and it's
quite. Also, I think in the recent years with the WordCamp Europe they did, I think the European community like as a whole comes together a lot more, and since most Germans speak English a little bit or a little bit better, it also like it mixes it up. It's not all in German only, like they communicate with like with the WordPress community from the Netherlands and France or Portugal and Britain and stuff. So it's like all the US. It's not like only in Germany, but there's also a quite strong community like in German with it's not maybe not like they only have one WordCamp in whole Germany, not like in the US where every city has their WordCamp. But there are WordPress meetups in a lot of cities, and I think over the last like 2 or 3 years it's gotten more and more.
Yeah, over the last 2 years I think they make a great improvements. There's a great community now, and they do more than one WordCamp. There was Berlin, Hamburg.
No, like once a year.
Once a year, yeah, that's right. The upcoming WordCamp is in Cologne. Will be in Cologne next year.
I think
year.
Like the last 2 or 3 years, I think there's a lot more people recognize. I think before a lot of people used WordPress, but there was not like a strong community on blogs and stuff, but more and more that like people start to blog about WordPress and talk about it and connect on Twitter, and I think it's quite strong in Germany. It's really popular, WordPress, and they have also all the translations in German and the German WordPress forum and everything like this.
The Germans they really love WordPress. I mean, it's amazing what it can do for us all.
Yeah, it's really popular.
Yeah.
Are there any other companies like yours that are like releasing products in German, like themes and plugins or support services?
Yes, there's one really big company or like a group of people. It's called MarketPress. They have a lot of plugins and also themes.
Mm-hmm.
There are not so many, but I think there are more and more people recognizing like also the business side of WordPress, and that it's not only like for private blogs and stuff. It used to be like the image of like only blogging, but more and more people get creative and do interesting projects. And
but there are also a few other theme shops.
Theme shops, yes. Yeah. Like ThemeCraft is another one. I think more and more people are starting out, like also individual people doing themes and stuff.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah, I feel like we have an amazing community here in the United States, and in especially in Austin, Texas, where I am. We have like sometimes 4 meetups a week, which is pretty insane.
That's amazing.
I'm kind of curious what sort of tools and plugins you use on your site to do all the sales.
It's not that of a complicated setup. We use for our shop, we use WooCommerce.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the translation, we use the WPML plugin. And we use WordPress for security backups and everything. I think this is like the most important parts. We use Jetpack as well. And yeah, that's actually all the most important plugins we have.
Nice. And what do you think the hardest parts of running a theme business are, or what do you find difficult, if anything?
That's an interesting question. First, like, we love it. It's a lot of fun. Like, we love what we do, and it's like we feel so blessed that we can do this job and work together. So we don't think it's really hard, but like for every freelancer, I think it's a little bit hard. Like, you have to motivate yourself, and you have to do some like kind of work routine or find a work routine yourself, and like be consistent. I think this is maybe like over the long run, like if you want to do your work or your job for a couple of years, you have to think a little bit ahead. And I think this is what we learned over the last years, like that consistency is most important. Like, you have to be there for your customers and for your people. I think this is also important.
Also consistency into to get the inspiration to to be inspired by things and to to motivate yourself to roll on.
new themes and new ideas.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
And try to be in to be an inspiration for others.
Yes.
It is important. Consistency is the thing.
Yeah, when Mike and I were talking a little about inspiration and he joked, he just goes on Theme Forest and looks at all the other themes. as a joke. I'm guessing you guys don't do that either, but I was actually looking at your two, you released two themes this month or last month, right?
Yeah, actually three.
Three.
We did like last minute.
Yeah, but that's not a normal. That's not normal.
We shouldn't expect that every month.
it got like to the end of the year, we got stuck with these. Now we developed all three themes over a longer period, but we just released them like in December. Normally we do about one theme every 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And where, like, they all kind of have like a different sort of, they're similar in some ways in terms of your color palette and kind of like this minimalistic sort of design, which I think can be like incredibly difficult to do well. I'm kind of curious how you get the inspiration to make a theme and then how you kind of work through design details and stuff together.
It is, that's an interesting question. With the inspiration for a theme design comes from very different...
Naturally, like...
Yeah, and...
One day we just, we could do this and just see something.
Yeah, from all the stuff what's happened in your life and around you, it could be food or from print magazines are great inspirations for, but that's more the, what kind for typography we can...
The detail.
The detail stuff, but the main designs, the layout, the conception, it comes from weird stuff, actually.
Like from everyday
stuff. Yeah, from
also
everyday
the,
stuff.
Like the idea, what kind of things we want to do next, it's mostly comes like a natural project. Maybe we want to do something for ourselves, or we just have like a friend or something who says, I want to do a portfolio. And we're like, maybe we could, like, what would these kind of people want from a WordPress theme, and we like do it with this person, specific person in mind. Like we do the theme we think this person would really love to use. This is like how we get theme ideas. And then just from like everyday life, like comes inspiration.
So it's good to be friends with you guys if you need a blog.
We hope like from like now we have this a little bit wider range of themes, so everyone can pick what they need. But also for the upcoming year, we want to do like some more like niche themes. We have a lot of blog only themes, and in the recent month we really loved the idea to like do a portfolio, like more specific type of themes. It's fun to have too.
I'm looking at Onigiri. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, I think it's a... We always pick these funny names. It's a Japanese word for rice ball or rice cake. Like it's a snack. It's like a Japanese sandwich.
They look amazing, actually. They are in this triangle shape with this beveled edges, so it's a cool shape.
You can if you look on YouTube and type in it, I think the Japanese pronunciation would be onigiri.
Okay.
And if you type in, you can see how people make it. It's like a really traditional way. It's really beautiful how they prepare the food and everything. And we love the rice, and they have like vegan versions of the rice ball, so we have always something to eat on the way.
Well, do all your themes have Japanese names?
The names are actually coming from what we found in everyday, in our everyday life. So it can be from food or
It started
places.
out with like places we
Yeah,
traveled to or would
that's right.
love to travel to, or cafe
Yeah,
names and
cafe names are there, and
just fun little names. We love to pick the
our
names.
newest, yeah, Ponsonby is our newest release. It's actually a name in Auckland, New Zealand, a suburb, the name of a suburb. It's a beautiful suburb and a very creative place. And
So the name
so,
kind of inspires a creative view towards the design.
yeah, actually the names are not like necessarily come together with the design. It's just we like pick the name and the design is independent from the
Yeah,
name.
it is mixed, and also
It's mixed up, yeah.
the photography in the demos are actually not
Necessarily from the place.
yeah,
It's
from
just
the
a mix.
place.
Like we mix
So
it up. Like we get inspiration from there and do photography there and have this chance maybe to travel there. And then it's just like a mix of things and inspirations.
and we think sometimes about the first letter. We try to find a new name and to look for the first letter in the word. And if it's somehow have the same feeling like the actual design. So, for example, the Onigiri theme, it was somehow a theme with an O in the beginning. So we looked actually for a theme name with an O, or if it
Yeah,
does
we
make some kind of sense.
also in the like we look for if the name has to look like right in the demo, like
Yeah.
sometimes we need a long word or a short word, or but it
The
just like comes together somehow, like the design and the demo content and the name and.
It's like preparing food or cooking. Cooking a soup, you put a little bit from this spice into and maybe from that herb, but not too much from this and that. So it have to be a right balance between all ingredients.
I'm looking at this onigiri theme right now, and it's really interesting. It's not like any other theme I've seen, actually. Like the grid is very unusual, and like you have a lot of floating elements with that. Did you see any other, like I haven't even seen other things on the web that are like this necessarily. Do customers like really like those unusual designs, or is it like, do you have a certain customer base that really likes that type of theme, do you think?
I think especially with the portfolio themes, we thought like we wanted to do it very minimal and very, actually very different, because I think coming from this design background ourselves and having a lot of friends like in the like they study design or work as designers or artists, I think a portfolio, we always think like it shouldn't look like a theme. It should look like a minimal website you created yourself. So especially with the portfolio subject, we wanted to do something very different and something more clean and more minimal than a normal WordPress theme might have all the widgets and a lot of features. And I
And
think,
the fixed elements.
yeah, we wanted to do less for the portfolio themes. And yeah, we had fun doing like we with this subject. We had fun like just playing around and doing some different kind of maybe more arty approach for the design. This was a lot of fun for us to do, and we always like think what we wanted to use ourselves. And we would really love to have this minimal kind of portfolio. So yeah, it just comes naturally. Mostly we do websites or the themes like just like we wanted to use them for ourselves. We cannot use every theme ourselves, but we would love to use a theme if we would have a portfolio. So this is how we approach the design, and that's the most fun and the most inspirational for us.
I think it's some kind of our design philosophy to do the design, self-design. One day I saw this talk from, I think it was Jared Spool, this UX guru, and I don't remember which conference it was, but it was not a TED talk. It was on a web conference, and he was talking about self-design, and I thought, yeah, actually, in some way that's feels natural, because the best person you understand is probably yourself, and if you do design how you would like that it be, that would be is probably. There are a lot of other people out there, probably they will like it also. So for some, probably it's harder to think what could other people like in if you compare it with what do I like. So it's not an, egocentric design thinking. So it's more like a solution
do the best work you can.
That's right.
Yeah, I think so too. It's like from our experience, we just have the most fun, and I think we can do the best job we can if we do design we just love and we would use. And not it's okay. Not everyone loves our style of design, but I think this is totally okay because there are so many solutions to do a WordPress theme, and that's the beauty of WordPress, that everyone can choose what they love, and
there's space for everybody, and that's the wonderful thing about WordPress. There's space for everybody and every design style and every
and the users can just pick what they love, and so I think this is how it works for us, and we think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, one of the hard things I have when I'm building a theme, I think I kind of design in the same way too. I try and build something that I think I'll like and that I would use and that other people could use too. But you can also be fiercely critical of your own work. And I know sometimes I spend hours just tweaking tiny details. I think part of that might be just because I'm working by myself a lot too, because when I show it to my wife, she's either like, oh, that's fine, or no, just like change this one thing and it'll be great. And I'm wondering, since you guys work as a pair, is that helpful to like bounce these ideas off each other and kind of like be like, no, it's good, like we're done? Or does that make it even more difficult? And you're like, ah, I like it like this, I like it like that, and keep altering the design. It obviously works because by the end they look great, but I'm kind of curious about that process.
It is some kind of stressful indeed, but it is fun, and we don't have we can't compare it with we only know it that way, so it have to work.
And we got better over the like process of our last themes to work together. I remember in the beginning when we started out, it was really stressful sometimes to get like I had this idea and Manu had this, and I was like, oh no, but now we got better in like saying what we like and then tweaking the design. And like it got we developed a routine how we can work together like most efficiently without getting into arguments and like getting the best results out.
Yeah.
Right? It got easier. But I think, yes, I think always with the design, it's very cool if you have someone to talk to and like someone you can show your work. And this is also, I think, like on platforms like Dribbble and stuff, it's so cool when people like can show their work and you can ask other people, oh, what do you think? And then you can like make some differences. And I think this is, it's very... like healthy for the design, even if it's stressful at some times. But in the end, I think it's easier. If
sometimes you think, oh, I don't like what this person said, but after a while you think, actually, probably he was or she was right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you come over this point that you don't get into
angry.
Yeah, don't get mad and angry. It's very. Could be very or is very beneficial for the design process.
Yeah, it's also I think very important. Like also, I remember in university, I was sometimes so mad if somebody was like trashing my design or something, even if he or she was right. I think it's very important how you approach the like critique and. That you do it like that it's beneficial for the end product. And I think we got better over the years, like with critique and stuff, like taking critique and how you say what you mean.
It sounds like you're both designing them. Are you both like doing the development work too? Or how do you kind of separate like those tasks?
We do both a little bit together, but it's mostly Manuel is doing the design work and I do the development. But with the design work, like we work together, like what works for the development. And
it's like an organic process.
It's a little bit hard to explain because I think it's quite unique how we work together. And it developed over the last like themes we did. I think in the beginning it was a bit chaotic and we found our way how we like approach one theme and how we design it and like develop it. We also start developing very early, like Manuel sketching the first theme idea and I start with the developing very early to see what works and then
in the
we
browser.
Always like yeah in the browser and we always compare like the developing with the design and like we add it step by step somehow.
Yeah, it could it there is an first sketch of an idea and so we try to bring it early as possible into the browser probably without the design details, so just to check if it works somehow with the navigation and on mobile and stuff like that, and probably it will not work, so we have to change and tweak the design again, and so it's a process.
You guys also have some themes on WordPress.com, and I was just curious, like how did you start working with them, and did you need to tweak your themes a lot to get them on WordPress.com, or was that like a good process?
It started like from the beginning, from about a year ago. It was actually on the WordCamp in Tokyo that we met Konstantin Obenland and Philip Arthur Moore from WordPress.com. He was still working for WordPress.com at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached us, and because Konstantin Obenland knew our work because he's also German, and we just met up there, and it was like fun, like, oh, hello,
mm-hmm.
here too. And then they said, oh, why are you not on WordPress.com? It would be so cool to have your themes there. And we just chatted there, and it's like it started that we joined the WordPress.com then, and we just since then we put our newest themes, like theme by theme, up there, and we work together with them. It's a lot of fun, and like we learned a lot, like from the development side of it. It's really helpful. It's so wonderful because they are like the best developers in the world, and you can just work with them, and they're so nice and helpful. So we really love this experience, and because our themes, we always try to do very minimal themes, like, and do them, if you can say the WordPress way, like don't do very custom development styles. So it's not that hard to get the themes like that they work on WordPress.com. And like from the first one or two themes, it got easier too, because we knew what we can do and how it should work. So we try to do it that it works for WordPress.com as well. And it's not that different. The themes actually work almost the same way. You just have to do a little bit of code changes and stuff.
Neat. Do you find that your customers are asking for certain features that you've incorporated, or are they pretty happy with, you know, just what you make?
I think it's both ways. Like there are a lot of customers, because we always try to talk and listen as much to the people, like on the blog and on social media and in the forum. We love to hear from users like using our work. It's like so helpful. So yes, they ask for features, and we always try to do what people like. And also like what we want to do. But yes, it's very helpful to get the feedback. That's so important. It just makes your work better.
Mm-hmm.
And also like if something isn't working, or they like people say, oh, we really would love a slider, or we would like to have this feature. We always try to make this happen. Sometimes it's not easy and it doesn't work with one theme. So we maybe try to do a new theme with this kind of features and stuff. But in general, we love to hear what people say and love to do this, because we do the designs for other people, so it really makes sense.
Yeah. One of the really cool things on your site is that you have a showcase showing like sites that your customers have built.
Yeah.
And I was just curious, do you have like any favorites that you've seen?
Actually, the showcase, they are the favorites.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're all the favorites.
For us, it's really an honor to see people using our themes.
It's so beautiful.
It is, and it's maybe it's one or the biggest inspiration for us to keep rolling, to see people using and in working together in that way with us. And That's really great.
Yeah, it's such a reward if you publish a theme and then the first people start using it and you see their work. It's so cool. See what they did with this. And they really do beautiful things, like
amazing
things we never thought.
I love what they do.
Yeah, we never thought they use it for different things, or they use it like just the way we would have used it. It's so cool to see. It's like this is the most rewarding thing of the whole process.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about building themes too, is seeing them out in the wild, and especially in unexpected ways that you wouldn't have expected.
Yes, there's so many creative people out there, and yeah, even like some people, they use the theme and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. We never thought of this. We could have done this with the theme too.
Yes.
It's really amazing. There are really, really true artists out there using WordPress. It's so beautiful.
I'm curious about your pricing. I know like a lot of like theme companies have started to raise prices over the last couple of years, and your prices are pretty cheap. I think it was €18 for an individual theme and 36 for your entire bundle, which is
yes,
US
yes.
dollars is about 43. And I was just curious, like how did you arrive at that pricing, and is it like likely gonna stay around there, or how does that work?
It's actually a simple answer. When we started out, like making our first premium theme, because we had the two free themes in the beginning, and we just loved that people used our work, and we never thought that anyone would use our work in the beginning, and it was so fascinating to us. And then we wanted to do this building themes full time, so we started to do a premium theme, and we just started to do it, and we thought, well, we see how it goes. And at the beginning we thought, well, we don't want our theme to be more expensive like a book or paperback book. I remember we read this book from Seth Godin at the time, and it just inspired us so much. Remember the book Linchpin?
Linchpin.
And yeah, and I think it was also the price, like 12 euro, around 12 euro. So we just said, oh, if this guy can do this amazing book for this price, so, and it was, it's so inspirational, we just said our theme shouldn't cost more than like a paperback book you can buy online. And we just came up with this price, and it just worked for us, and we stick with this price range, and we just...
Yeah, it was Seth Godin.
Yeah, it was more like an inspiration. It was an emotional decision at the time. We just said, well, this is our price, and we just... But we didn't know what we were like doing. We just had to think, oh, we want to do premium themes. We'll see how it goes, and it just works for us, and we're happy with this pricing.
That's awesome. That's great that that's working. Do you have any new... Like, you just released... three new themes. So are you guys taking a little break now, or do you have new things in the works, or specific styles you're looking to do next?
We always do, like last year we did, in January, we did a redesign of our website. So we always, like for the last years, we do one redesign of our own Elma Studio website per year around this. So next coming up will be our redesign again. And we want to use our newest theme, Ponsonby, for this. So we work this one probably like for the next 4 to 6 weeks. And but we also work on the theme designs, new theme designs already. Like we have an idea for like a coffee site kind of website, very minimal too, with like huge photography where people can... like do a coffee or restaurant. We love to
coffee
do this.
Coffee style. Yeah. And the upgrade.
For yes, that. And then for, because we need the WooCommerce for our shop anyways, and people ask us a lot of time, oh, can we do a shop with one of your themes? And we never approached this. So for the Ponsonby theme, we plan also do an upgrade or a plus version of the theme, and including like more business and shop style for the theme as well. So these are the next projects we're going to work on, right?
So they'll be able to get the basic theme or a plus theme with all these additional features in it.
Yes, yes. And we already designed like the rough sketches we want to do. So it's a magazine only theme at the moment, or a blog theme, and we think it will work great for a business theme too, and a shop as well. So this is what we're gonna do. I think this is one of the next projects we will roll out.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing how the WordPress market has matured over the last couple of years. I don't think anyone would have imagined doing a e-commerce site with WordPress like even 3 years ago, and then these great new tools come out for WordPress, and now it's, you know, it's not dead simple, but it's nearly there.
And it's improved so much over like the last 2 years and so.
Well, it's been super fun talking to you guys about everything you do. Is there anything else we didn't cover that we should talk about?
What we love most about WordPress is just is so inspirational. I think you can't say this enough, that it's just a fun tool, and it's so cool that it's like free and open source, and the community, and just we love also all the feedback we get from users. Like they're like, oh, we just started out and we did our first blog and we use WordPress, and it's so cool that like everybody is sharing their ideas and sharing what they learned. And like we started out like just blogging about what we learned along the way, and we shared our knowledge, and other people do this too. And I think this is so wonderful that you can like we can all be part of this like this world around WordPress and about around blogging and building websites. And I think just the whole idea is so beautiful and wonderful.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, and it's just I think it's just fun for everyone to like use these tools and be part of it. I think this is just like you can't say
this
enough. I'm
very thankful for this. It's a global community. There are some language barriers, but actually it is the WordPress community is a global family. Like it, we see it that way, and it's wonderful.
I feel exactly the same way, and this interview is kind of like brings that point home, because you know we kind of met over Twitter, and you're in Germany, and now we're talking on Skype, and I'm in Austin, Texas, and you're in Japan. And
how weird is that? That is amazing.
Well, I think we should wrap up the interview because we've just gone over an hour.
Yes.
But it's been great talking to you. For people who are like interested in your theme shop and finding out what you do, where can they go to find out more information about you guys?
Our website is like emmastudio.de and /en for English, or you can just switch the German English language button. And you can find us on Twitter too. We're very active there. My Twitter name is Alan Bauer, just my name and last name, and your Manuel Esposito on Twitter. And we're on Facebook, but just visit the website and you find all the social media sites too.